July 13th, you are invited to the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios. The event will be broadcast live by Power 98, Charlotte's number one station for hip-hop. This event will include vendors, giveaways, food trucks, mock podcast interviews, live Core Queen Podcast show, raffles, karaoke, games, and more. July 13th from 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until, we want to see you at the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios.
Hey, it's your girl Dee Dee Leggett, aka the Core Queen, and we're back with another episode of the Core Queen Podcast. I have the fan favorite, all the ladies love, DJ KO. He's back, y'all.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Back then, they didn't want him. Now he hot, and they all on him. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Look, I felt like I needed to bring you back because I didn't feel like you had a fair chance to get some of your comments out on those panels. I felt like you had a voice for your generation.
Yeah.
And people really wanted to hear what you had to say.
Appreciate it. Man, yeah. You know, I like chill. I'll sit back. Yeah. Let the old heads pop this shit.
Yo,
pop your shit.
Yo, you petty. You petty. Well, for those of you who did not watch the two panels that he was on, I will introduce him, his bio, and let y'all know who DJ KO is. He is from Columbia, South Carolina. He is an up-and-coming DJ out here in the Carolina, South Kakalaki. He is a barber by day and a DJ by night. DJ KO is a tour DJ, and he is right now touring with Boss Man D-Lo. Yeah, big DJ KO, not the little one. And he is the father of one. Y'all welcome DJ KO back to the show. We about to get into it, okay? First of all, let me ask, because I don't think I ever asked you this, and if I did, forgive me, how did you even start DJing?
My uncle, shout out to my uncle. My uncle was a big DJ. Back in the day, it was a group called Twin Height, Twins, Lennis and Glennis. Yeah, Twin Height.
Their name was what?
Lennis and Glennis.
That's some country ass shit.
Shout out to Cross, South Carolina. That's my hood, Cross, South Carolina. That's where I'm from, the Twins. My uncle was their DJ when they started out. Mm-hmm. My uncle, everybody knows my uncle from owning clubs to DJing. And that was my role model.
Oh,
my uncle, okay. I have two uncles that was my role model. So my uncle that's the DJ taught me everything to how to DJ, Isaiah. Shout out to you. And I got another uncle, Lewis. He's a barber. My role model.
Well, there you go.
So I started off from them, man. Like, get out of trouble. I was a little hothead when I was young. So to keep me out of the streets and to keep me out of jail, I looked up to them too.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just fell in love with it, like music and cutting hair. So it just took off from there. Okay. Just took off from there.
And all the ladies love DJs. So, okay.
They don't love us, man.
What?
They don't.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into it. Yes, they do. So what's your most memorable moment, like, as a DJ?
Memorable?
Yeah.
Every time I DJ, I think is memorable.
Okay.
I'll have fun. Like, I can't pinpoint one thing. I guess the first time I ever done a celebrity concert, but I was ready for it. I was hungry. Okay. Like, I knew before, like, this is what I wanted to do. So it wasn't really memorable. It was more like
exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you nervous?
Yeah. Like the first 3 minutes. Shout out my boy Puff, because Puff gave me that gig. But
okay. Yeah, DJ Puff.
I was nervous for like the first 3 minutes. You know, you start shaking back there, but then. And then you gotta look over and he like, I'm like, you get comfortable. But after that, it's just, it is what it is. Okay. Go to work and get that bag.
I know that's right. Y'all be getting paid. I'm jealous.
Shit. Shit. Y'all don't give me the line on this podcast. We do not. Listen.
Uh-oh.
Pay your DJs. This ain't 1996. My uncle was making $250 when he been DJing in the club.
My homeboy, shout out to Kenneth Bracely. He a DJ out in the West Coast, and he always says that. He's like, they want to pay like the photographer. They want to pay everybody at the party, but the person that make the party which is the DJ, they don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay you. Like, I'm the person in control of these niggas buying drinks. Me. I control. I'll go in there. I'll play Christina Aguilera. I'll make everybody leave. Don't play on my money.
Yeah,
bro.
I agree with
like
that.
Like when you tell them your price, I like be like, oh, can you do this for 4 hours, 10 to 2? You'd be like $400. Oh, that's a lot. But you paying the camera guy $400,
right?
And the camera guy, my best friend. Like you think he ain't gonna tell me? Oh yeah, they pay me $400, but I'm only getting $250.
Oh no,
$250. And then we got to, hey, can we cash app you Wednesday? I do not DJ on credit.
No facts. Way.
Especially Charlotte.
Ooh.
Columbia, I love y'all because y'all always pay me at the end of the night with no hesitation, especially Space. I love Space. But Charlotte, they want to cash. Ain't no shade. I'm just getting paid today from a gig I did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. They wouldn't. No.
Can we pay you in our credit card transactions, Cliff? I'm tired of that. So I don't DJ on credit.
So when you don't get like half your money up front and then the other half when you walk in the door.
Clubs don't want to do that here in Charlotte. Columbia, they don't complain. Like, if my boy come and be like, I need you DJ somewhere in Columbia, I'll be like, what's the ticket? If he be like $300, I'll be like, I need $350. Bet you got it. And they pay me at the end of the night, no hesitation. They get me out the door first. That's why. And I'm not shitting on Charlotte because I'm here now, but we gotta do better, bro. Like, for real, especially if I got to bring equipment in your club, why is your sound trash? Pay me to bring my shit in there. Or hire me. I'll fix your sound.
Oh, my God.
But damn, bro.
Damn.
I'm telling you, y'all talk when we make money, man. That's why half of these DJs be DJing everywhere. That's why I like private events. I like private events. It's called wedding. I get $2,000 for a wedding. And I'm straight.
They're gonna pay.
See, I was so interested in always DJing in the club. Like, my uncle owned clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been throwing parties since high school.
Right.
Like, lit.
Right.
So I always wanted to be in that club scene, but I got an older cousin that's a well-known DJ. He was like, little cuz, that club money ain't good money. I was like, bro, I'm straight. I was DJing Tuesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was straight, bro. I got a job. I'm cutting hair and I'm DJing. I'm good. He was like, I'm going to pass you a wedding gig. Charge them however much you want to charge them. I'm like, well, how much you charge them? My price ain't your price. Man, I fell in love with that wedding money.
See, and that's one of the things, if you think about the industry, right?
Yeah.
It's the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
So it looks fun. So, I'm probably going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you go do something else, like a wedding, that's not all that glamorous to you because it's not your wedding.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I ain't going to get that much attention. But that's where the money at.
Yeah.
It's the same exact concept. It's like,
and being popular don't make you really get more money. Like, because that's the question. That's the question. And they, like, and when I first moved to Charlotte, shout out to my mentor, DJ J.O. J.O. put me on a lot of gigs. He ain't know me from a can of paint. Like, he just knew I DJ. The first time I met J.O., we was in sections. It was a Sunday. And I walked in the door. I dapped him up. I walked around and give the party promoter a hug because I'm close with her.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga text me and say, you got your laptop? I said, yeah, I stay on my laptop. Why, are you good? He was like, nah, go get it. You on. I was, huh?
What?
Like, that's how I got in. Straight like that. Like, I never kicked it with him. Never talked to him. We just know each other was DJs. I never heard him DJ before. He never heard me DJ before. He was like, he texted me on Facebook. You got your laptop. Because I didn't have his number.
Right.
We were just Facebook friends. We know we DJ. He texts me on Facebook. You got your laptop? I said, yeah. He said, go get it. You up next. Dead ass. He closed his laptop, sat down the whole night.
Okay.
But just because you know people, when they actually play like, oh, I DJ for this person. I DJ for this person. This right. I did this. You out of budget. You don't even know what I'm about to charge you just because I DJ for this person. You
right.
You out of our budget.
That's what people it's cheap, do too, man. Though. Yeah, they are cheap though.
They cheap.
That's crazy. So, you know, you trying to say that ladies don't love the DJs? I beg to differ. and I want because I wanted to ask you. I know we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about. Yeah. How like you can discern like, okay, I know this chick in here just because she trying to get in certain areas and, you know, be in certain circles or whatever. But there is a reputation with DJs. There is a reputation. So why do you think DJs get such a bad rap for being hoes?
Man, you trying to get me killed by all of DJs.
Why y'all get such a bad rap?
Because the ladies love us.
I thought you just said they don't.
Let me phrase it. All right. They love what we could provide. Mm. Facts. I don't think they really love us. They love the idea. Mm. And, you know, and then the other women that's scared to talk to you or they see women come talk to you. Because don't get me wrong. Like, I know a lot of bottle girls. And I know a DJ. I know everybody.
Right.
But I don't look at none of them like that. We just cool.
Right.
Like, that's my dog. Like, I know, like, I ain't throwing nobody business out. But I know I go to a one club where I DJ at a lot. And my girl in there. Mm-hmm. Like, we close. But I know if I hear, I'll be like, hey, Twin, I'm going to get all my drinks for the low or for free. So I'm going to rock with her. Like, that's my dog. Like, it ain't nothing. And then women see that and they be like, oh, you fucking wet.
So does that make it hard for you to date?
It can be. It can be. But at the same time, that's something you and your partner are going to have to discuss. Like, y'all going to have to come to that agreement. And then for me, my partner can't be, I wouldn't say insecure, but... Yeah, insecure.
Yeah,
you can't be insecure. Like, if I'm DJing, I don't mind you coming out with me.
Right.
I don't mind you being there with your friends, whatever the case may be. But I do want you to know, like, women gonna give me hugs. They go, what you drinking? What you want?
Right.
Like, here's the thing: if I'm introducing you as my girl, somewhat, like, if I'm introducing you as my girl. You should be stamped or know that you stamped because we're in a club
setting. Yeah, but see, here's the thing with that, though. Because bitches are treacherous.
Facts.
So just because you introduced me as your girl, so what? You already told this bitch that I'm your girl.
Facts.
So this is just a formality at this point. And now that I can feel like, oh, now these hoes laughing in my face because they know that they fucking and I'm just in here looking like a dummy.
But you got to believe that your man ain't... You got to believe that he ain't fucking... I can't really talk about it.
You gotta make me feel comfortable and make sure I know that you're not fucking.
Listen,
like.
I done had some fuck ups while DJing. I ain't gonna cap. I had some fuck ups, but
hence the reputation.
Break. We talked about that last week. It was a break. It was a break. But yeah, that's the only time. But like, if I'm in a relationship and I'm DJing, I'm really not fucking around. Like, I don't want you fucking around on me. Like I said last week, bro, I can't picture you sucking that man dick like you do mine.
Oh, my God.
Like, you gotta, niggas, think about that shit. Bro, that's why I don't like cheating. Like, just think about it. Think about it. Hear me out.
I understand.
Yeah, like, a real nigga, think about how she do you. She do to another nigga, but better. Because she only fucking that nigga just to fuck. So she going to be a hoe. She going to be free. She going to be a free.
Well, that's not true.
Yes.
No, it's not.
D.
I'm a girl. I've done it. We ain't that comfortable with them. So we not doing all the stuff that we do with you.
What?
No, man, we're not.
Shit, I don't know what type of niggas you be fucking
when I ever cheated on my dude.
It was just.
Well, I ain't going to say cheated. Because maybe we was on a break or something like that.
How you on break?
Yeah, because I'll just leave you alone. I ain't gonna, I'll try not to cheat on you if I can. Cool. Like maybe when I was real young. But if we're on a break or something, I'm not doing the same stuff to this dude that I do with him. Hell no. Because I'm not comfortable.
Not every woman think like that. They just want their
wife. Well, they just hoes. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm not that comfortable. But, first of all, I got to get comfortable with my dude. Let's start with that. Like when we first get together. So to just go over here and do all the shit I got comfortable with him with no.
I mean, I understand your logic, but every woman don't think like that too now. Like some women, some men too, they, you know, niggas got side pieces and they side piece freakier than they woman.
Yeah, but that's a side. You talking about somebody they've been with. Like that's somebody they've been with. You talking
about one night stand type?
You just said you just went and cheated on your girl. Or the, I mean, you said the girl went and cheated on you. You can't imagine a girl go and cheat on you.
Yeah, I can't.
And she do the same stuff that she's doing with you. Like, unless there's some dude she been fucking with, I can't just think imagine about it
like that.
That just, she would do all of that.
I can't picture so, you doing that.
Because would you, like, if you go meet some random, you going to do all the shit you do to your girl to a random?
No, definitely not.
Exactly.
Definitely not. But women, you know, here's the thing. Women... I can't speak on y'all.
We not.
I think they think the dude got, man, listen, when a dude appear to have money, I got sisters. I got best friends and homegirls.
Yeah, but we might when sleep with them. When a dude
appear to have money, they wanna lock that in. Like,
but you, unless you're just a bona fide hoe, you not about to go all out 360 on the ceiling, sucking. You're not doing all of that with some dude just because you think they got money and you got a dude at home.
Shit.
You're not doing that.
I know so.
They bona fide hoes.
I mean, they married too.
Bona fide hoes. Just because you married them and you ain't no hoe.
I mean, that's facts. That's facts. However, they out here.
Yes,
they out here. I mean, I don't think they probably just be bored. Like, for real.
Women don't get bored.
Some women
that
do.
Way. Those are sexually, hoes. I am telling you, I ain't never got bored
sexually.
If I am in love with a dude and I'm locked in, I don't even think about another guy. They can't even touch me. They can't even talk to me.
I think that's you, though.
I am telling you how women are. I'm a woman. I'm telling you how we are. Mm. You around a lot of hoes, baby.
Facts.
I'm just telling you.
Like, well, I'm a lot around some real women, too.
I have never been in a relationship where I actually loved the dude and got bored. And just thought, oh, let me go fuck somebody. Never. No.
No. You ain't never got bored?
No. If I'm in love with the dude, I'm locked in. Like, I don't even see
not
no
even
other
sexually?
Dudes. No.
Like, just
my shit ain't boring. So, we're going to have.
I understand
it's
that.
It's never going to be boring. If I'm involved, it will never be boring.
Talk your shit, then.
I'm just letting you know.
Talk
that,
your
that's
shit
just
then.
Not happening. No.
Talk
not
your shit, then.
Oh, no.
Don't be in DM box after this, man. <no. laughs>
They're already in there. But I know some women that are some hoes.
Yeah.
And you could blow on that bitch, and she going.
Oh, I know.
Yes, got a good dude at home.
I know some.
Could be married.
I know some.
Yeah, they go. They
shout
train
out
to go.
Y'all keep the world going. Shout out to y'all keep the world going. Not with me though. Let's put that out there.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I don't know. It's just amusing to me.
Well, you say that, right? So do you think the dating pool is as bad as social media makes it out to be?
Dating pool got fentanyl in it.
Not fentanyl. God damn, people dropping dead?
Yeah, that shit got fentanyl in it.
It's fentanyl.
I mean.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the dating pool is so bad right
now? Social media. Social media is the biggest cause of fucked up relationship.
Yeah.
And iPhones. Every cellular device.
Yeah.
Cheating peace. My granddaddy probably had like 80 women, and they'll never know because there ain't no phones out here. But nah, for real, I think social media fuck up everybody want to be a power couple, and everybody, oh, y'all got to do what works for y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
and everybody think it's a cookie cutter. Like, this should be how everybody's relationship should look.
Yeah, no, it should be easy. Like, ain't shit in life easy.
Ooh, especially
like my grandma,
not a relationship.
Like my grandma used to tell me all the time, ain't shit in life free, but oxygen, and some people pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't shit in a relationship easy.
No.
What's easy is how y'all communicate and get over that situation.
Yeah.
That should be the easy part. Like, talk to me. Tell me
yeah.
what's up. Because I can't love you like I love my ex. because right. y'all two different people.
Yeah.
So I'm the only thing I could do is be like, hey, talk to me. What's going on?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened. But I can't, I get so nonchalant when I feel like, bro, like you bringing your past trauma towards me. I just be like, I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
And that's my bad habit.
The biggest thing, though, is people don't vet properly in the beginning. We don't really date with intention, and we don't vet the person to make sure that they're the right one for us. We try to figure it out along the way.
What you mean vet, though? Like, I want to get you on the...
Okay, so if I'm going on, like, let's say I meet you online, right?
Yeah.
We talking, let's say, just in DMs for a couple weeks or whatever, and we're just having conversations, and I need to ask questions that, first of all, aren't just surface level questions.
Yeah.
That I need to make sure that we are aligned in every way.
Yeah.
Especially like, because you're in your 30s, so you probably want to be married, have kids, more kids, all that stuff, maybe. But people in their 30s, people in their 30s want to be married and have children, right?
Yeah.
So these are, I don't care what your favorite color is.
Yeah.
I need to know, like, how many kids you want to have, what's your finances like? Like, do you want to still stay here? Do you want to move somewhere?
That's like the last podcast. I don't think you should be talking about finances.
Not money, the dollar sign. I'm talking about how you manage your finances.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Yeah, not the actual money, a dollar. Like, we need to know if our values and stuff match.
Alone,
not just, oh, he cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I like what he got on. He got swag. He a DJ.
Yeah.
So what? What if he beat bitches? And he think it's okay. Yeah. Are you having these kind of conversations?
Right.
What if he don't really have no money at all? Like, he don't know how to manage it. Or what if he got a little bit of money, he managed the shit out of it. And he got some great credit. Like, certain things you just need to know, but people aren't really having these conversations. They just fucking their way into relationships.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then you get in deep and you like...
But I think dating should be that, finding that out. I mean... I don't want to just ask you all of that. Like,
but you should.
But you should, but...
eventually, I'm taking it back.
A person will reveal that shit to you.
But you shouldn't have to wait for that, though. I'm saying dating with intention. If you're just dating and you have no intention on being with this person or dating seriously, who cares?
But when you dating with intentions... So,
I'm going to tell you what that looks like.
So
I'm going to tell you what it looked like.
Because
I have a person who did it. My old co-host, my co-host from my last podcast, he dated, went in his girl DM, that's how they met in their DMs. They conversed for about 3 months. They met, went on dates. 6 months later, he proposed to her. A year later, they were married. Mm-hmm. He knew what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He went in with the intention on marrying somebody. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't fit the things that he wanted, they got to go.
Yeah,
they got to go.
That's
dating with intention. So he wasn't willing to just keep going.
So was he just dating and then like was he dating and dating with intention?
No, he was
so how do you find out how
that's why he talked to her for those 3 months in the DMs and had these conversations.
So that's dating.
Yeah, he dated her though.
Yeah,
he was intentional. He liked what she looked like, he liked what she did, she liked that she didn't have any kids.
Yeah,
she had all of the surface level qualifications to move further past to make sure he knew without a doubt that that was going to be his wife.
Yeah, so are you I don't think you should separate it though. I mean, I feel like you could date, you could be dating and dating with intention at the same time. Cause me personally, I'm dating, but I'm dating with intentions. And once I find out your intentions ain't aligned with mine, you gone.
But how long it take you to figure that out?
A couple of weeks. A couple of weeks. A couple of weeks.
Yo, you just.
I just talked a couple of weeks.
I know. You did just tell
a couple of weeks. I know if I want to fuck with you heavy or not. And the primary reason, a DJ, I'm out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out a lot. Like, I just recently told you I'm back into the strip clubs. Like, I'm back DJing the strip clubs again. And, like, before that, I was just in the clubs. That means I'm home by 2. If I'm home by 2:45, we got a problem. But, like, like, if you can't adjust, if I got to adjust to your lifestyle and how you doing things, especially if you got kids, mm-hmm. I got a child, too. And if we can't adjust to my lifestyle, what brings money on the table,
mm-hmm.
we ain't going to work. Like, that's
primary, should be easy to vet that out,
that's
though.
Primary example. Yeah.
That should be easy to vet out.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't.
You're going to be the person that you're probably eventually going to be with is going to be a very, like, a diamond in the rough. Like, it's going to be somebody specific for you. Like, that person is going to be really created just for you.
Like,
yeah.
I got an idea. Nah, let me see.
Y'all are crazy.
Shout out to Big God.
Oh my goodness, yo, you are crazy, yo.
Do your biggest. But yeah, that I think my biggest flaw with dating, and I'm gonna be real transparent, I had to hear it from my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told y'all in the last podcast, you know, I've been in a relationship for a long period of time and she passed away from COVID. Right. And like, it was a couple of months away from my wedding date.
Wow.
My biggest thing with that was I grew with that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I compared a lot of females after she passed to her.
Yeah.
Like right after she passed and I felt like I was okay to date again,
mm-hmm.
I compared, definitely.
I'm sure.
And I fucked up with a lot of great women
because
I compared. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, I've been going to therapy. I had to learn that now is like, since I feel like I had what it takes, it's either you got to match that or be better than that for me to even fuck with you. Like, you got to be equal or better. It's not comparing. I don't think it's comparing.
Yeah, I agree. You wouldn't go down.
Yeah, I ain't want to downgrade. Yeah. I know what it feels like to be treated like a king.
Yeah.
So if you can't do that or be better, slide.
I agree with that though. Yeah. I don't think like that would be if you have the bar. That's the bar.
Yeah, that's
you gotta meet it or exceed.
Women got all these standards.
You ain't lying. They got a whole list. Jesus, they get on my nerves.
A list. I saw on Instagram the other day a dude was talking about, like, women have like 50 things on a list, and a guy could have 40 of them and missing 10, and she'll rather be with a guy that has 10 and missing the 40.
Absolutely.
And dudes only want 5.
Yeah.
Be my peace. Like, it's simple, like, but yeah, that's what it is. Like,
but see, the funny thing about this, the list, right? Like the disparities in the list, most of the time. When men say they're so simple, they just need this. Most of those men aren't simple. Most of those men that require so much peace bring so much hell. That's why they require so much peace, because they're not bringing nothing to damn self.
Hey, shout out to me. I'm going to bring you hell, baby. It's a term dealing with me. I mean, everybody. I'm going to speak my mind. So
You're supposed to.
I think that's my bad. My bad. That fucks up with me with a lot of religion. I'm going to tell you what it is. I probably don't. And my therapist says it's tact. I don't use tact.
That part. You have to use tact.
Yeah. I don't use tact. I'm going to just say it.
I'm going to tell you. Because honesty, I think Charlamagne the God says this. Honesty without empathy is just brutality.
Shout out to Leonard.
Yeah.
Boy from the April 3 to my people. Yeah.
You can be honest, but it's a way to do it.
Yeah. And that's what I lack. I ain't gonna cat with you. I'm gonna tell you. And to be honest, like, I really don't care how you feel. Like, if you're gonna,
but you have to
sometimes
in a relationship, unless it's life or death.
I feel like if you ask me how I feel and I tell you exactly how I feel, you gotta respect it. You have to, because
no,
you're asking
you don't
me.
Have to. See, no, I don't.
You do.
There are consequences.
So you want
to
me
stuff.
To? So you want me to sugarcoat?
No, I don't want you to sugarcoat it. But I want
I'm,
you.
I'm
to,
gonna tell you. Use tact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm learning. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't use a lot. I'm learning. I'm gonna be real, because I'll say it and be like, I'm done with it. Like, I don't let situations bother me. If it happened, it happened.
Right. Move but see, on. That's how you process stuff.
Yeah.
The other person may not be able to process stuff like that. Women are a little sensitive.
Yeah.
So you have to say things in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm learning that, but I still stand on that shit. Like, get with it.
You could stand on it, but you just got to say it a different way.
I'll leave in a heartbeat.
Don't do that. Then you're going to cause abandonment issues.
You got to take that up with God at that
point. No.
Yeah, because.
Listen, why are you being mean?
Because if you older, like me personally, I like dating women that's older than me.
But you can't use age as a barometer for things. Some people are stuck at a certain age and they need some help to grow from that.
Not me. I'm not your therapist.
I'm not saying being a therapist.
But I'm saying, like, at some point, for example, if I'm dating somebody that's like 40, right? Mm-hmm. You done been through a lot of relationships to know.
Maybe.
Certain shit. or even that one relationship you've been in for a long period of time, you haven't learned shit from that.
But then you just say you can't compare your last relationship to this.
I can't, but I'm saying, like, when I know what I'm saying is, whether you with a lot of people or you've been dating a lot, there's something from everything you're supposed to learn from.
Right.
You get me? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you, like, basic communication or basic flipping shit, like, those are things you're supposed to learn from as you progress. If you're mm-hmm. not learning, that's between you. If
well, we were talking about how you respond to people. We ain't talking about them learning something.
Yeah, I respond to them a certain way when you act like you don't got two cents.
Well, you pick them.
Yeah, and that's why I leave them. When I find out they ain't got like, two cents.
You picking these slow ass girls.
And that's when I leave there. Like, well. Everybody and men do it too. Women do it too. Everybody put on the facade when you first meet
absolutely.
Somebody. After that 2 weeks in, I'm talking to you every day and that shit dumb, I'll ghost you.
Yo!
I will go. I'm K-O. The king of, call me Casper. I will ghost you. Like, I ain't the most handsome dude and I ain't all of this, but I don't got time for stupidity. I will ghost you.
I can't do
that. I will ghost you. And you see me in the club and be like, hey, KO, why you ain't text me back? Me and you know why.
You know why.
Oh, you know why.
KO.
I just had this happen.
You out here giving these girls hell.
No.
Yeah.
I just had it happen. No lie. I was in the club. I ain't touched the girl.
You didn't know she was dumb?
No. How? She didn't appear dumb. She didn't appear dumb. And it's been like 3 months since I talked to her.
So what'd she do that made her dumb?
Huh?
What did she do that made her dumb?
It didn't make her. I don't even say she dumb. It was just.
She said she didn't appear dumb. So she eventually was.
It was just, oh man. Like, she one of the type of women that'd be like, hey, the sky blue. Let me go check. Like, you.
She was exhausting.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
And then I was like, and I don't write rejection. I hate, I've learned how to deal with it, but mm-hmm. I still hate it. So I don't like hurting people.
So you ghost them?
Yes.
That's weak.
Why?
That's coward behavior.
How?
Because it is.
So what am I supposed to say?
I don't want to talk to you no more. We're not compatible.
No, I don't. I can't do that.
But you could ghost
them. I have been lately. Shout out to me. I have been lately. Like, hey, you know what?
This isn't working.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's not working.
I don't got to go in and explain it. I said, I'm good. I said, you know what? I think we good. We friends.
You are
we
too
friends.
Much,
Let's
KO.
Take a shot when you come to the club. Oh but God. As far as I'm straight, y'all don't mind me, man. Something wrong with me.
A little bit. Well, right now, we're going to take a little commercial break real quick for the Core Queen podcast. Y'all, we'll be back in like 30 seconds. Don't go nowhere. Yo, you are crazy.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcasts. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
All right, KO, we are back. Yes. And I'm going to switch this thing up a little bit because right. I was watching the Big Facts podcast. Shout out to the Big Facts podcast. And I'm not sure if you're familiar. This was probably a really old episode, though. It's a girl that used to be on Love & Hip Hop. Mm. Her name is Tokyo Vanity. Mm-hmm. And they were on there talking. Well, they was grilling her for real. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about monogamy, relationships, polyamory, all this stuff, right? Mm. So she said, I'm going to quote what she said, mm-hmm. because they wanted to know, well, they asked her, do you believe monogamy is natural? Mm-hmm. Her response was no, but she said, dudes are out here trying to make poly relationships with monogamous women. Mm-hmm. Do you believe monogamy is natural?
I believe we all grew up to be monogamous. But people explore different things, and I mean, I can't really say if it's natural or not. Like,
because one of the things that one of the guys on there was really adamant about was that men weren't created to be monogamous, which I think that's bullshit. But Yeah, he said that because men can procreate with a whole bunch of women as many times as they want throughout the year, women can only procreate with one time throughout the year. So he was trying to say, like, there's no way that God made men this way to just be with one woman.
I ain't gonna really quote the Bible because I don't really know too much. And my mama will slap the hell out of me if I say something wrong because she a preacher. But me personally, I just was raised as monogamous. You know what I'm saying? Like, people grow up, you explore different things. You'd be like, ooh, this way worked for me. Or, I mean, that's what it is. Like,
he was saying that's why men can't be faithful.
Men can't be faithful because of why? Because
they're not supposed to be.
I know some faithful men.
I do too.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
I don't think that got nothing to do with that shit. I think being faithful is a state of mind, temptation. Like,
come on, KL.
If you can't now resist temptation, listen, my same uncle that taught me how to DJ, right? My uncle sat me down one day when, you know, in the past, he was like, why waste a lifetime of treasure for 5 minutes of pleasure? And that nigga still got divorced for cheating. God, how you gonna give me advice and don't take this shit, man?
Yo.
Man, listen, man. But yeah, I live by that shit for real, for real.
Yeah.
For real, for real. Like,
and it's refreshing to hear somebody that's your age say this, because I've been beating the head for the past, I don't know how many years, trying to convince me that all men cheat. And I'm like, no, they don't.
I mean, not all men cheat. I have cheated before.
I think all people have cheated at some point.
Yeah.
I don't think it has nothing to do with just being a man or a woman. Let me see these comments. Fred, what are the comments at on YouTube or Facebook? Let me go. Let's go see what the people saying.
Say you gotta show me.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's see what they ain't gonna get. KO, people love you.
Yeah, hell nah.
Dang, why? How the hell? Why?
That young man on there, he don't know what he talking about.
They ain't gonna say that, KO. They love you. Hold on. Let's see. Where are the comments, Fred? I can't see no damn comments. Oh, shit. I don't think I can. Where, I don't know if I can see the live comments on here. I usually can.
Fred, tell us what the comments say.
Right. Read them to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why it won't let me see them.
Eddie always being original. He said, not one man in the Bible was monogamous.
Man, the Bible was
on Facebook.
Oh, he on Facebook?
Why did they block? Why they spam his comment? That's crazy. Not one man. Well, see, and I love when people do that.
One man and Jesus' daddy had one woman.
Wait a minute. You know I love when they quote the Bible, right? That's my wheelhouse.
It is.
So when it comes to the Bible, and even outside of the Bible, we talk about back in the day, all that stuff, right? Because they always like to talk about kings having all these multiple wives, and they had all this money, so they, you know, stuff like that. So my pushback on that is these bitches ain't had no choice.
I mean,
what was they gonna do?
I think about that too. I also think about, you know, the kings have multiple kids because they want to spread their wealth type shit.
And to me though, like when they tell these stories, they only tell it from the man's side. It's always as if women agree to this shit.
Oh yeah, you know women gonna get killed.
It was illegal. They could not do anything. They didn't have a choice. They had to deal with it.
But back to what his name is?
His name is Ed.
Eddie
something? His name is Ed.
Eddie always.
I don't know the Bible like that, but I'm pretty sure Jesus ain't had no brothers and sisters, right?
And then
so that means Joseph was what? Monogamous? Hey, we talking Bible.
Well,
I'm pretty sure Jesus ain't had no brothers and sisters.
No.
And I'm pretty sure ain't nowhere in the Bible they say Joseph was committing adultery. Mm. So that's one for you, my boy.
And then here's another thing. If it was meant for men to be polygamous or whatever, why wouldn't God make women accepting of it? Why wouldn't we naturally just accept it? I don't understand why God would make men this way and then have so much pushback from women if it's so natural.
Why God ain't make Eve and Evelyn?
Why God ain't give Adam, Linda, Belinda, all of them in the garden?
Why he ain't
have a whole plethora of women in the damn garden?
Why he ain't make Adam, Eve, and Evelyn? Right, it would do Adam and Eve. Like, if Genesis say that song about he needed a partner, so he took Adam.
He didn't say he needed 12.
Facts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so when people use, and then they also will use the animal kingdom as an example. And I'm like, first of all, there are animals in the kingdom that are monogamous. So please do your research. Stop acting like animals be out there fucking all the animals.
I'm not gonna say that. I think some men who use that polygamy, some men that use that polygamy shit are just greedy.
They're undisciplined.
Greedy. Some men.
Yeah.
Some men. Because I do have a friend that's polygamous, mm-hmm. and he have two wives or whatever, mm-hmm. but they introduced that to him.
Right.
And, you know, we talk about it a lot. Like, but he said it helps them. Whatever helps them, mm-hmm. helps them. Like,
but see, the thing with that, too, though, these men that constantly talk about, like, how kings were in the Bible, that wouldn't even work for them.
Yeah.
Because they want a lot of women. They don't just want these two women and that's it. Because even in polygamy, there are boundaries, there are rules.
Facts.
And it's only these people.
Facts.
So that wouldn't even work for these people who say that that's not natural.
These men want concubines.
And ain't got a dollar.
They want concubines.
Pay for shit.
They want concubines.
Want to sleep with all these women and ain't got no goddamn money.
I mean, you can't be single, bro. Be like hell.
Listen, we got more comments on Facebook? Let me see. Let me look at these comments.
Y'all don't come for my neck, please.
Hold on. Ed said most of our grandfathers had another family across town, and our grandmamas had babies by other men too.
Hey, listen, shout out my granddaddy.
And our grandmothers had babies by other men too. So stop doing that. Too. I'm sick of that argument too.
Yeah, facts.
STM Monster said, "Do I accept what? No, I don't share penis. Especially if I don't know about it." I don't want no other man but the one I'm with. And if I got to share it, I'll be by myself. No, thank you.
Yeah, my granddaddy had extra kids. My grandma had different. Great-grandma. Great.
Huh? You too?
Great. My great-grandma had kids and my great-granddad had kids. But the thing was, let me tell y'all why my family's so different. All of them was raised in the same house. So I know my great-granddaddy.
All I see is not 1996. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my great granddaddy, he had kids outside his marriage or before his marriage, and all of them was raised together, and they made it work. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them, boy.
And then you got to realize too, back then when your grandmom and them, your grandmom couldn't even go get a mortgage without your grandpa. Like,
facts.
It was certain things that a woman could not do legally without a husband, so she couldn't leave them.
Yeah.
If our grandparents, if our grandmoms had social media, they ass would have been out of there too. Like,
facts, very much so. And I know my great grandma didn't play that shit. Like, I mean,
but the one thing that our grandmoms did was they understood that if I stay, I get the check, because when his ass die, I get this forever.
Yeah.
So I mean, because my grandma and grandpa were not together when he passed away.
Yeah.
But they wasn't divorced either.
Yeah.
So she got that survivor check. Her right. whole life after that.
Facts. I get it. I get it, but I can't. I don't speak on. I ain't been there for that. I just know what my people's tell me. My great granddad had kids, but all of them was raised in the same house. So,
and that to me, if that's what you like, if y'all can agree on that, and we talking about like these dudes be out here claiming that this is natural for them and they supposed to do this, but they sneaking and doing the shit.
Well, hey, what's natural about having a lot of babies?
What's natural about putting your penis in everybody just because you think they cute?
Or nothing in them, boy. Y'all boy be shooting up the club with them. Boy be shooting up the club with Johnny Bravo looking like this. Like, bro. Like,
so that'll lead me to another question then. Do you think that men use sex to validate their manhood?
Some do. Some do, yes.
And that's why we keep having this
argument.
And
I'm gonna be real with you. I did when I can't say when I was young. I'm still young, but when I've been in college,
right.
Yeah, I played baseball in college. I knocked that down, boy. Yeah, you do. And some men, bro, and we still gonna say it like. Mm-hmm. Like I told y'all last time, I got married friends, so we don't talk about women now. But my single friends, they still be that. But you know what I get? Boy, I'm him. Especially if you've been trying to talk to that woman for a while, and you finally get that. Oh, he coming to it, boy. You be like, and off of ATL, guess what? I got some cutty last night.
Oh, my God. But
men still do that. But, I mean, it's some men.
Right.
Some men still brag on, I don't like kissing and telling because I don't want nobody in my business.
That's grown like, folks shit. Like, don't
I'm scared, though. No. Like, that's why. I'm scared. Let me tell you why I'm scared. Let me tell you what put me in my place.
Okay.
I wanted this one. This not too long, about 3 years ago. I wanted this girl so bad. I thought she was the most pretty. She don't be outside. Mm-hmm. She wasn't nothing like that. Like, never saw her when I DJ. Never saw her at the clubs. Like, all her Instagram shows, she went to work, came home. Work, came home. Work, came home. Work, came home. So I was with my boys one day. Like, we were talking. So I did slide on her. Okay. Got, you know, we did whatever we did. Uh-huh. Cool. We were just texting. I was with my boys one day.
Uh-oh.
I was with not my married friends. Okay. I got two sets of friends. Okay. I got my married friends. I got my whole friends.
Yes, y'all. Get them in trouble.
Yes. But my married friends know I got whole friends. That's why sometimes they wives don't want me to be around. And I know they watching this shit right now, but sometimes they wise don't want me because they think I'm a hoe. I'm not a hoe. But anyway, I was with my whole friends, and like, you know, I was about to tell my boys, like, y'all, yeah, my homeboy pull out a video of him hitting that not too long ago. And I was like, that kind of shattered it for me. Like, I'm about to tell my, come on, friend. Imagine you
damn.
That's why that kind of shattered it for me. Like, that's why I don't really brag on it now or talk about who I'm hitting, because that one incident fucked up everything, because I wanted shorty. I got shorty and I was like, oh, we locked in. Like, we texting, we going out. And I was just chilling with my boys one day, and one of my boys was like, bro, look who I knocked down. And I see shorty on the camera. I'm like, let me see that. I was like, damn, that's cold, bro. Inside my heart, all hurt. I'm shattered. And I was like, I can't. You know, if I tell one of my boys, like, I hit that, he'd be like, bro, I hit that yesterday. I be hurt. So I just keep it to myself, man. But some men do that shit. Like, that's a prideful thing. Like,
well, I think that men, like, the kind of men we were just talking about earlier, like, oh, I gotta hit this, I gotta do that. Like, they still acting like they're in high school.
Yeah.
They gotta sleep with all these women. I'm like, you literally don't have the discipline to see a fine woman and not sleep with her.
Yeah.
Like you have to do it.
Yeah, you can admire. I admire
that's
some
just
women.
Weird to me.
Yeah.
That's weird to me. I don't know. Maybe I ain't no dude, so I don't know what y'all be feeling.
I mean, some women, they think about that. I could use that as an example. So sometimes when men approach women, mm-hmm. it's because of that natural damn instinct.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But some men take it to the extreme and be like,
every one of them, though. Like, every woman.
I don't know.
Every woman that they see that's attractive that they approach, they have to sleep with them. I feel like that's very weird.
I don't think all men do that, though.
And I didn't say all. I'm talking about the ones we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And definitely. They probably passport bros. That's my new saying.
You just segued into my next topic.
That's my new saying. I text you that today. That's my shit for every nigga I feel like can't get women. You a passport bro. Because listen, you put me on. So you know I went to go watch all right, so when we talked about it, I didn't know what Passport Bowl was.
Right.
Right? So I was on the game with my married friends, and I asked them, y'all know about Passport Bowl? My boy was like, yeah, they was telling me. So I went to go watch it for myself because I didn't want to be wrong. Right. Like, that's why I didn't really say too much.
Uh-huh.
And because I ain't no shit. I was talking about Passport Bros. So I want to go watch it. Yeah, all y'all fellas that can't get women, y'all Passport Bros. Facts. Facts. And it had nothing to do with black. Like, I saw your thing about the black. No, it's like no women want to talk to them, so they go overseas.
Well, I was specifically talking about the two Passport Bros that I had on my other podcast. I actually interviewed those two.
Yeah, I watched this whole segment thing where, like, it was like 12 of them. I'm like, so you mean to tell me? And then it, I ain't gonna say it online.
Please say it.
I don't judge men. Like, I don't, but yeah, I could see why women don't talk to them. They don't take care of themselves. They probably like big or like.
They're weirdos.
Women don't find them attractive. But you mean
like out of 6 point something people million in the US, ain't none of them want you.
See, so you and, got, and see, that's yeah, why you I a sent password, you, bro. I sent you the link.
You did.
With a dude, they, he dragged the shit out of
he
me.
He did. He definitely did.
About my video.
Hey, bro, you a password, bro.
I'm
you
like, cut this so clip. Y'all, you a password, y'all, bro. If y'all bro. Haven't seen it, I don't know who this dude is. So I'm not going to give him that no more clout because he already used my video for clout. But he clipped up the video that I had from one of my panels with the ladies talking about Passport Bros. And he was dragging me, which is fine. But I'm like, no. I don't have a problem with Passport Bros. I don't care. Yeah. My problem is the ones that are dragging black women saying that they ain't dealing with black women because like they
understood list. That though. Because like as I've been watching it, when you sent it to me, I was watching. I was like, bro, he kind of going off topic. Like,
yeah, because he already had his talking points in his head.
Oh, I feel you. But
this is his thing. Yeah. Obviously, what you say, he must be a passport.
Yeah, bro. I don't, you could clip this shit too. You a passport, bro.
Yeah,
That's my new saying. I told my friends the other day, I'm calling every nigga that act like that. You a password, bro.
Because the black guy I had on my other podcast, he literally said he's never dating black American women again. Yeah. They're difficult. They don't, like, they got attitudes.
You got to let that hurt go, bro.
I'm like, but
every woman ain't going to treat you like that.
But my problem with him was you went overseas and didn't get a black woman there either.
Yeah. The girl used him, right?
Yeah, he got a Russian girl.
Yeah, and they used him. They took everything he had.
He was actually on Tamron Hall's show. Oh, this is how bad his situation was. Damn, he was on Tamron Hall's show.
How you take two L's? Like, pick a struggle.
You married right? this bitch. She dried you out, cleaned you out. And to this day, you still not married to nobody, overseas or in the States. So who is the problem, sir?
Took two L's, my boy. I don't think he the problem. I just think he a lick. He a walking lick.
But how is it that you can go overseas and you claim all these women fawning over you?
You a lick. You a lick.
I'm like, dude, they like your money, dumbass.
You a lick. If he
yeah.
Go talk to a black girl from the hood. You a lick, my boy. Like because I feel like from watching that segment, a lot of these passport bros, these PBs, mm-hmm. they go over there and flaunt what they got.
Exactly.
You're a lick.
But they say, oh, they're so cooperative. They're so traditional.
Yeah, you a lick.
Yeah, they traditionally taking your money.
For y'all that don't know what lick is, you're an easy target to get hustled. You're a lick. And that's what they are. Like, because, like, the thing I was watching, it was like 12 of them, and only two of them still married. Like, and they've been married for like 8+ years. Shout out to y'all, to them two.
Right.
Rest of y'all losing everything. You a lick, bro.
And that's what I was trying to say on the other one when the dude was dragging me. I'm like, I'm retired military. Passport Bros ain't nothing new to me.
Yeah.
They've been going overseas to get women my whole life. I don't care. That's nothing new. This is the norm.
Yeah.
This shit y'all got going on, this movement, this shit ain't normal. It's not normal.
And you know, I saw a post yesterday. China or somebody paying black men $75,000 or something like that. Y'all gonna be a passport bro. Go be a passport bro for that check.
Telling black men how powerful passport
bro for that check
and important their sperm. I keep telling them. Y'all everybody want it.
Expand Wakanda. Go down.
But stop trying to be so motherfucking naturally polygamous and spreading it everywhere.
Shit crazy. No boy paying for real. No boy paying. No boy paying $75,000.
Yeah, that's what they said.
$75,000.
I don't know.
I need 85.
Boy, shut
my
up.
My child gonna be an athlete.
Oh my God.
Yo. My child, y'all better go check my credentials. I was an athlete.
Are crazy.
I need 85. We're gonna have to be in North Korea, whoever was offering, we're gonna have to come to terms.
God.
At least 100. At least 100.
Listen, I got two more questions for you. This one, I don't know if you can answer it, if you have any insight on it. But what do you think is the reason behind these gender wars between black men and black women?
I'm going to be like YSL Woody. Define gender wars.
Shout out to YSL Woody. Best fucking witness on the stand in the history of trials. Listen, get that man his flowers right now, okay?
YSL Woody the GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
What you mean gender wars, though? Like,
I don't need no man. Black women make me sick. They got attitudes. Like, we don't need each other.
Everybody want to be entitled, man. I don't know. I just feel like everybody want to have a say. Like, you, I can't really, like, every podcast I've been on with you, I say I can't speak for all men and I can't speak for women. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all do what y'all do, but everybody want to feel entitled. And, like, and I get that y'all want to feel entitled, and I get that you want to express whatever you feel. Mm-hmm. But what you feel and what works in your relationship is not going to work in somebody else's relationship. Mm. And it's cool that you want to be. I can't do what you do in your relationship. Like, what? Whatever worked for you and your man, that worked for y'all.
I'm single.
Oh. I'm single. Facts. Y'all hit my DMs. Don't hit my DMs.
Please don't hit mine.
Don't hit my DMs.
Jesus. Well, why did I
but yeah, I'm single, but I'm dating somebody. Somewhat. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. But anyway, like I was saying, we back to the thing at hand. Everybody.
I can't stand
you. Everybody wanna feel entitled, man.
Yeah.
Man, stop going back and forth. Like it was something that came to Charlotte not too long ago. And I am not knocking what y'all do. But yeah, low-key, that. Their whole show is based on.
You talking about tonight's conversation?
I don't think that was them.
No, okay.
It was somebody else. It wasn't that big. I know about that. No, I had some friends that went to that.
Yeah.
It was another one that was at. Somebody sent me the tickets for it too. But I watched it live, and the whole thing was like they going back and forth, like.
Yeah.
Why y'all going back and forth for, man? Like, what works for you ain't gonna work for me. Like, but that's why I feel like the being an adult understanding come in at. You gotta understand, whatever works in your relationship, it's not gonna work in my relationship. Now, if, let's say me and you, I'm just using an example.
Mm-hmm.
Your past relationships, whatever worked in that past relationship, it worked. Whatever worked in my past relationship, it worked. But once me and you come together, that may not be the case.
Right.
But that's where communication between us come in at to find out what's going to really work. And they ain't want to do that. I feel like it. I feel like they just want to go, everybody want to be the head honcho.
Yeah, it's individualism.
Yeah.
I matter so much and I don't really care. Like, you just need to compromise and, well, not even compromise. You just need to do what I say.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to work unless we do it my way.
Yeah, facts.
People have really lost the art of compromise. They don't want to come to a meeting in the middle and just make it work. And like you said earlier, like, they don't want to fight for it.
Yeah.
It's like they want it to be easy, and then that's it. And if it's not easy, they out of there.
I told my homeboys the other day, I was like, we was talking about the same thing. I was like, think about it like this. Your baby mama put you on child support. Who you going to sit in front of? A mediator.
Yeah.
When you get divorced, y'all got to go in that courthouse. Who y'all going to sit in front of? A mediator. Why are you going to wait till it comes to that time to have a conversation? Now you got to pay money when you could do the shit for free.
Yeah.
Like, this shit's stupid. Like, that all be understanding shit. Like,
people don't want to work on things. They want it to just happen.
That was social media. Social media.
It's the facade. The fakeness, the smoke in the mirrors. Like, no. Like, this is the hardest thing you're ever going to do.
Yeah.
Bringing two individuals together with two totally different backgrounds,
facts.
Two totally different upbringings, two totally different minds, goals, all you got to bring that together.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
So
you seen, I went on, it's a show on Netflix. It's about the cheating website.
Yes. Shit, what is it called?
The cheating shit. Oh, damn, I forgot.
They made the website for married people to cheat.
Yeah.
Damn, so, what the hell was that shit called?
I don't know. But what caught me, so the young dude.
The one married, that was married, yeah. And he was lying the whole time.
Yeah, but he was making the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Y'all use that.
Yep.
Just because they on
Instagram
and YouTube and they look happy. This man was on a whole website cheating on his wife because he wasn't happy. He was just making YouTube for the money.
Yeah, they was vlogging.
They was getting checks.
She thought everything was great.
Yeah, she thought everything was good. This nigga was not happy. And he said on the show, he was like, I was doing it because the checks was rolling in.
Yep.
We had a lot of followers.
Yep.
So we started doing it in the car.
Ashley Madison. Is what it was called. Ashley Madison.
He only started doing the blogging shit because of the checks.
Yeah.
The checks. The money was looking good. What do you think these people doing to you now?
They putting on a show.
Putting on a show to get that money. And your dumb ass watching and subscribing and paying them all of this shit.
Oh, I gotta be just like this. This is how our relationship gotta be.
This how I want my relationship. Or y'all share it and put your little caps in. This is all I'm paying for. God help me. God ain't gonna help you if you don't put in the work, stupid. Right. That'll go for men and women.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody asked me if I were to get into another relationship, would I like take my pictures down off of social media?
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't even date somebody that would ask me to do that.
To do that.
Like that's me. Like I ain't do. I be at home sleep.
Yeah.
I be in the house.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like I be.
You gotta post me on social media.
No, if you my man, I'm gonna post you.
Yeah, post me.
But they saying what I take my like the pictures that I take like the stuff like my stuff. No, why?
Yeah.
Why would you want to date me if I gotta take my shit down?
I agree with it, but I'll leave somebody because they don't post me on social media. Cause you with me, I'm a DJ. Everybody gonna know who I date. I'm gonna show you off.
Yeah.
Show me off. I'm the nigga that's doing this, that, third, this for you.
And I'll post one picture of you.
Only I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll do.
I don't mind.
But you ain't about to be all over my.
You don't
page,
even gotta post me.
I'll put you on my
put
story.
Put me on your story.
Yeah, I'll put you in my story.
Put me on your story.
Stay on the story. You can stay on the story.
Put me in your story. I don't want your close friends to see me. I know your close friends. Your close friends know me and you talk. I know all your close friends.
Yeah.
I want all 10K of your followers. This my man.
You stupid. Yeah, I put you, because I'm not, that's not my thing, like to post my dude.
Yeah, I ain't worried about the post.
But, yeah, I got you on the story.
Put me in your story, Mookie.
Put our hands in there.
Yeah, you can put my hand on it. My shit got DJ KO.
Right.
They gonna know who the hell I am. Put me in that shit. My head. Put me in it. Just put me in your story, Bookie. That's all I want.
Yo, oh my God. I can't deal with you. You got me sweating shit. I ain't even got my fan. You're stupid. All right, I got one more question for you. This is the last question. I'm gonna say up to three pieces of advice that you would give young men 18 to 25. Any advice at all over anything, relationships, life, careers. Any advice you would give young men coming up 18 to 25?
18 to 25?
Yeah. Something that maybe you wish somebody would have told you.
This one thing I go by every day that my uncle told me as well. And he lived by the way. If you can't change the people you're around, change the people you're around.
Come on now.
Like, that's one of my biggest things. That's probably the thing I live by the most. If you can't change the people you're around, change the people around, because your friends should be congratulating you, motivating you, speaking life into you. And yeah, we guys, and you know, they think it's quote unquote
not masculine enough.
Facts. I was about to say something else. But look at you, clutch. But not masculine enough. But I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. Me and my married friends, we have no problem with being, bro, I'm proud of you. Like, we congratulate, we motivate, shit. We even wake up in the morning and be like, all right, fellas, what's the topic for the day? Let's see where y'all mind at. Like, that's why I fuck with them so heavy. Like, but yeah, my biggest, number one, if you can't change the people you're around, change the people you're around.
You got some good people around you.
Oh, yeah, I fuck my friends heavy, man. Really my friends do. Got me out of, listen, honey. Listen. Shout out, I'm a shout them out. Shout out Bojo, shout out Kenny, Mansa, TJ, Mike, Darnell. Shout out y'all boy. I love y'all boy for life. They're my best friends. Like, we went through the mud together since I met them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my bros. Like, I'll sit behind the wall for them, boy. That's my married friends. That's who I hang with the most. I fuck with the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boys. Shit. The second one.
Make this one about women.
Make this one.
Or relationships or something. What would you tell them? 18 to 25.
Don't waste a lifetime of treasure on 5 minutes of pleasure. Don't fuck up something good because you horny, my boy. Don't fuck up something good because you horny, my boy. For real, for real.
Protect your seed.
For real. Huh?
I said protect your seed.
What do you mean?
Don't just plant your seed anywhere.
Nah, condom. Wrap it up if you do. But nah, for real. Don't fuck up something good. Cause
And I've done that sometimes. Like I said in the beginning, after my ex passed, I fucked up with a lot of women because I wasn't healed.
Yeah, I was about to say you weren't even.
I was
all over the place.
Yeah, and I fucked up a lot of women, like mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't. At that time, I was cool with the shit. Like, bro, it's whatever. Fuck it, man. But as like I continue to go to therapy and I'm learning, I fucked y'all up, and I'm so sorry. Nah. Fuck that.
You could have just left it there. See?
Nah.
He was working on this.
I am working on it. But then I remember, it's something that made me be like, fuck you. And when I remember, it's fuck you again.
Oh, my God.
But I still love y'all, though. I see y'all doing good in y'all careers on Instagram. Y'all still be following me and sharing my shit. So y'all still fuck with the boy.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I did fuck them up, though. Like, I had a talk with somebody I dated then, and she was telling me, like, you fucked me up, Kwame. I was like, how? Me? All right. Yeah. Shout out to you. You a real one.
We've all done it.
You a real one. She a real one. Still to this day, real one. Okay. Facts. My third piece of advice, stop caring about other people's feelings when they don't care about your shit. Some people are here to use you. They give you a facade as if they are your friend. And they are your friend because of what you could provide. And provide does not always mean money. You could provide a listening ear. You could provide a shoulder. You could provide even that friendship. And people that has not been accustomed to having that, that's all they see you as. And they use you. And you go out your way to make sure that you're pouring into their cup. Oof. And they not pouring into yours. And that's why I be so much of fuck your feelings. Because if it comes to me, I'm pretty sure you're not going to give a fuck unless I fuck with you the long way.
Right.
So that's why I be so, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, people, but you got to know to see that. Some people got to know to see that. Yeah. They just think, oh, that's my friend. Mm-hmm. That's my friend. We done been through the mud together. Who been through the mud? Were you through the mud or did y'all go through it together?
Right.
Did you go through the mud and they were stuck and you pulled them and they went back and you pulling them again? Like they using you because you're a crutch and you don't understand that because you're so tied into, I'm a real ass friend.
Yep.
I'm a real, and it's okay to be a real ass friend, but it's okay to be a real ass friend and understand when you are being used.
Yeah.
You can have friendships that don't require me giving, you know, require, I don't even know what the right word is, required of giving me the attention that I previously gave you.
Right.
And I just had this conversation with somebody today, like, well, your friends are there because you don't tell them your mind. You sugarcoat. And I told your friends are there because you don't tell them your mind. You sugarcoat it. The same way you could tell me how you feel and we cool, you got to tell your friends that the same thing. You can't just be like, oh, but they this way, they this way, they this way. And you're making an excuse.
No, excuses, that's not real friendship.
Excuses are tools of the incompetent. Like, your friends know what they're doing. You just don't know because you're so entitled to being a real friend. Right. And you don't see that. Them boy using you, man. So, yeah.
That was some great, great advice.
Thank you.
You're so mature.
I try to be. I have a child mind. I like to have fun. But when it comes to some real shit, I'm going to tell you. Like, I've been through some real shit. Like, I've been through some real shit at my young age. Like,
old soul.
Yeah. Shout out to them people in Cross, South Carolina.
Hey, country boy.
The country boy. They'll raise you right now. Your son acting up in school, send him to Cross. Any family.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't going to act up no more.
Oh, geez.
Promise you. I promise you. Send him to any family in Cross.
Oh, God.
Had that boy out there chasing horses.
Oh, Lord, not the horses. Okay. Hey, listen, this was such a great conversation.
Thank you.
I always enjoy having a conversation with you because you are the voice of this generation from a logical standpoint, because we don't get to hear it very often. Your generation gets
dogged
a lot. Because it's not a lot of good representation on social media for y'all. But I wanted to bring you on because I knew that to have your voice heard one-on-one would be a treat. And it would just be, you know, it would resonate with more people.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I appreciate you for coming.
All right, now, don't put me in a generation after these. I've been born in 90 now. Them 2000 babies.
You in the middle. You like, you ain't unk yet. You big homie.
Yeah, to some people. This little nigga called
me.
You the
young
boy
to me, though.
He was like, I know. But then look, they're like, see, I'm like, bro, come on, unk. Oh, whoa, nigga.
You almost on now. You couple more years. You on the
33, man. I got like 7 more years.
No,
37, 38, you unk.
Yeah, unk-ish. You on there. You up, yeah. You coming. You on your way.
Yet. I ain't you on your way. But yeah, these 2000 babies, reckless.
They look
like
retarded. Oh, I ain't
supposed to. No more. It retarded. Shit, I'll say it for you.
That's politically incorrect.
No, you know what it is? I don't blame them. I blame their parents.
Their parents.
You know why? Because you got kids raising kids.
Yeah.
There's no way that you... Never mind.
Well, we've always had kids raising kids. So
I mean,
that's not
it's
it,
different.
But
it's different stages.
Kids is slow.
But, can I say something about that real
Absolutely.
Quick? Not being slow. I think parents get so overwhelmed. Like, I got whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
Not by just my mama.
The whole neighborhood.
I got whoopings from whoever. Mm-hmm. It's a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was bad in school and my auntie was there to check up on my cousin, that principal ain't had to call my mama. My auntie was going to handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home, my mama was going to handle that shit.
Yeah.
And then some parents now forget that what made us who we are, if y'all don't like to whoop y'all kids, that's y'all. I don't whip my daughter. I just got to look at my daughter, and mm-hmm. she know not to play with me. But some kids don't whoop their parents, some parents don't whoop their kids, or they don't put them in timeout, or they don't do these things mm-hmm. because they think it was abusive for them. Look mm-hmm. where you at. Look how that turns you out. I mean, yeah, it may be a little bit traumatic to be like, I went through this, but it didn't make you a bad person. Did you get locked up? It didn't make you bad. It made you stronger. So I feel like some parents should use that a little bit, mix it with some of your own.
They should just be parents and stop trying to be their friends. Like,
what made your parents say pop your titty out his mouth and stop babying him? Oh, right. Well, that hurt my nerves. They got their kids on these fucking leashes. I saw that shit today in the store. Fuck is wrong with y'all? Got your kid on a fucking leash. Sorry for my, but I just had to look. And you black. It's Juneteenth. You got your fucking kid on the chain.
Oh my God.
I had to look at her like, and I'm.
I can't listen.
You got your kid fucking backpacking. You walking on the phone and you holding him. Man, if you don't pluck that little boy in his ear.
Was he autistic or something?
Huh?
Something wrong with him?
No. Like he
was bad.
Probably so, but he bad because you ain't holding your weight.
Yeah, I don't play with children.
I'll be here when they be like, oh, he ain't got no father. My mama a single mom, and I dare not to do no dumb shit with that like my mama. My mama put her foot down.
Yeah.
Shit, me, Lynn herself, or knock your ass. Everybody was scared of my mama. My mama had no business. Cut up in that store if you want
I'm
to.
I'm telling you, these kids, these parents, too, they want to be their kids' friend.
Yeah. Shout out my daughter. My daughter, my best friend. I love you, baby.
Oh, my God. Look, Lord, she's spoiled rotten, I'm sure.
She is.
But do you have anything that you want to tell the people that you have coming up? Any events that you want to promote or tell folks about? Or with how they can follow you on social media?
I'll change my Instagram name.
I know.
Man, y'all can follow me on Instagram as daylove_DJKO. Mm, I might change it again to Ladies Love KO. You gave me that. That's hot, though. But yeah, follow me on Instagram. They love_DJKO. Follow me on Facebook. Same thing. Events. Sunday I'm at Section. Y'all come to Section. They got buy one bottle, get another bottle free. Come turn up with me.
What kind of liquor they putting in these bottles? Nah, I need to see them open the bottle in front of me.
I ain't gonna hold you. Section. Hey, they legit.
Okay.
Facts. I've been in the back.
Okay.
A lot of these clubs, I've been in the back.
Yeah, I need to see you open the bottle in front of
but
me.
But yeah, Section legit. Shout out my people at Section. Y'all legit. I fought with y'all a long way. They make sure I'm always
what
straight.
What time you there Sunday?
Brunch 12 to 7. Me and my dog, DJ J.O. Dollar. We there. Either me, J.O., or DJ Legend, the young goat, my boy. But Section on Sunday, y'all pop out for brunch. Trust me, you gonna have a time on Sunday. You gonna have a time. Next Saturday, I got a car show back home. I do car shows
in the country.
Y'all see that little country shit y'all be seeing on TikTok?
Should I wear
Instagram?
Me a, like a pink wig or something?
What? Don't come for my country. Hey, but nah, let me live in the country. Yeah, we ride horses, four wheelers, dirt bikes, we go muddy, and we two step. We lit. Hey.
Got the best fried chicken and like the hole in the wall and stuff.
The gas station.
Y'all got the best fried chicken. And stuff, like the bootleg house.
Yeah, everybody got bootlegs. We got moonshine. We got all that.
Come, why you ain't bring me no?
I got some moonshine in my car right now.
You need to bring me some moonshine. Look,
hey, yo, don't pull me over now.
You gonna say all?
I got some. I think I got some in my car
playing.
Right now. No, I'm dead ass here. If you come the way I'm from, I promise you,
I can't come.
If you come to where I'm from, ain't nobody drinking no liquor.
I can't come where you from. I just need you to bring me some
moonshine. Ain't nobody drinking no liquor. My uncles ain't got none of that liquor in their cabinets.
I know. I need some of that in my cabinet.
I got you. I got some at the crib. I got you.
Please.
Okay. Yeah, we got a car show in the country. Shout out my ball, Paul Wade. He a real solid dude in the country. Do a lot of stuff for the community. I'm doing his car show. July 6th, pool party with Puff them.
Oh,
me,
Lord.
Puff. Shout out, Puff. Puff is my
dog. I might have to pull up on that one.
Me, Puff.
Where is that?
Pretty Boy Mel in Columbia. Hmm. In Columbia. Puff and Pretty Boy Mel on the soundtrack. I'm with them, boy. July 6th. I got to leave there. I got another cookout. I got a pool party I do on July 6th, too.
I might have to pull up on that one. See what my girl's doing.
Yeah, pull up. Pull up. You know, you...
Don't do that.
Puff.
Shout out to Puff.
Shout out my boy Puff, man. But y'all don't got really nothing shaking, man. Y'all just gonna fuck with me. I got a lot of weddings. I got like 3 weddings this one, so that clear my weekends. When I do a wedding, I don't want to be in the club. Okay. I don't want to DJ in the club when I do a wedding. I feel like I need to give that bride and groom my whole attention to make their day special. So right. I try not to book a club when I got a wedding or.
Okay.
Other things like that.
Well, y'all make sure y'all follow DJ KL.
Follow me.
Y'all got him. Look, he follow here. Me. He is here, right. Ladies. He's here.
Oh, y'all better pull up July 13th here to my girl DJ. I'm going to be here. So if y'all, I'm doing a meet and greet. I'm playing.
Grand opening.
We gonna pull up for D. Y'all come here, bro. For real, for real. Y'all gotta give her her flowers while she here, bro. Please. Since I met her, she has been amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. For real, for real. So me and my team, we definitely gonna pull up and show you some love. Y'all pull up. Y'all watching. Come show her some love, yes. Man. She need all the love she can get. Yes. Black, strong woman. Y'all boy, come support her business, man.
Yeah, y'all pull up. We gonna have fun on July 13th, 3 o'clock until we gonna be here. As long as y'all want to be here. If y'all can sing, no, if y'all can't sing, we want y'all here. We're going to have some karaoke. We got some games. If you could play spades, we got some card games, some drinking games. We're going to have us a ball. We got a mobile bartender will be here. The radio station, Power 98, the number one hip-hop station in Charlotte will be here. We got vendors, food. Look, we're going to have us a great time, y'all. If you don't really understand how podcasting works, we're going to do a little mock interview in our room that we rent out for you guys to see if you want to come and book it and start your podcast. we're gonna have some stuff going on. We're gonna probably, I might do a live show here, do a couple little quick 1-2 minute interviews here on this show, but we're gonna show out, y'all. I'm ready, I'm excited, and I'm ready to meet some new people. So tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend to come out July 13th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, y'all, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Please.
Click the notification bell. Leave a comment on this video. Like the video. Share the link with your friends. Let people know about the podcast. Y'all, we are growing very fast, and I'm excited about it. So if you know anybody that would like to come on the show and I like them enough, I'll let them come on. Tell them to hit me up in my DM.
That's the disclaimer, D. You got to put that. You got to say that two times. If
I like them enough. They can
come. If. Y'all, D don't play. D do not play. Trust me.
I just wanted to be a real authentic conversation, and I want you to have something to bring to the table. I don't want to just sit here and talk to somebody just because they want to come on the podcast, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. I got a lot of huge things coming up. I can't tell you about all of them, but y'all already know I do something huge for my birthday every year. So this year is going to be even bigger. So big that my birthday is not till September, but what I'm prepping for it now, and it'll roll out in September. So it'll be,
and you know why?
It'll be a huge rollout when I do. August 31st, 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, my hometown, Bristol, PA. It's my annual back to school bash. Please, y'all, if y'all want to donate, go on my page. It's pinned to my pages. Anything you want to donate, supplies, I have a list on Amazon that you can go and just buy it and send it to the address, the drop-off location in my hometown. We got horseback riding. We got car show. We got bounce houses. We got food trucks. We're giving away book bags, school supplies, free meal for everybody in my community. So make sure y'all come out. The kids got games. We play kickball, dodgeball, tug of war. We got all kinds of stuff out there for the kids. Last year, they had a freaking blast. We gave out, I think, 400 book bags and supplies to the kids. So we fed everybody. So y'all, please donate. Come out. Celebrate with us. August 31st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Bristol, Pennsylvania. Y'all, I appreciate y'all for watching the show, commenting, tuning in, supporting me each and every week. Y'all, make sure y'all tune in next week. I don't know who my guest is. I can't think off the top of my head. I think it's Burpee, actually, from Power 98. Yeah, from the Morning Madhouse. Burpee will be on my show. He's my guest next week. So make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be hilarious. He's funny as shit. So make sure you tune in, y'all. I appreciate y'all, and we out.
July 13th, you are invited to the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios. The event will be broadcast live by Power 98, Charlotte's number one station for hip-hop. This event will include vendors, giveaways, food trucks, mock podcast interviews, live Core Queen Podcast show, raffles, karaoke, games, and more. July 13th from 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until, we want to see you at the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios.